And I'll tell you what, it also pays to listen to Dr. Sadiq Syed. He is the fellow who oversees Maryland Retina. They're located in Eldersburg, down in the Exchange Building on Liberty Road, Maryland Route 26. And they specialize in medical and surgical treatment of retinal disease, including detachment, age-related macular degeneration, posterior uveitis, and a few other things as well. And this morning, Dr. Syed's going to talk about something that, well, I guess, Doctor, kind of gets us back to the basics, doesn't it? Something called simply checking each of our eyes frequently. Good morning. How are you, sir?
Hi. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
We're doing great. And this is an interesting topic because probably the question that a lot of people ask is, all right, if your eyes don't seem to be bothering you, why would you even think about checking them? But then again, when something does go wrong, you sort of wish you had. So there's something in the middle there that I think you're going to help us with this morning.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, Bob. So, and yeah, what I wanted to talk about basically this week is kind of checking each of your eyes frequently. So often eye conditions or retinal problems will tend to affect one eye or only one eye much more than the other. When vision loss occurs slowly in one eye, your brain will kind of tend to stop using the eye with poor vision, and in many cases you may not even notice this is happening. So if you think about it, there are not many occasions where one deliberately closes one eye and then the other. As eye doctors and retinal specialists, it's actually fairly often that patients will come in with quite severe vision loss in one eye that they were not aware of until we actually check their vision covering each eye in the office. In cases where the vision loss is not detected for a long period of time, there may be less chance of restoring good vision. So one tool for checking the quality of your vision at home is called an Amsler grid. This grid will help one to check for blurring or distortion in your vision, and then you can alert your eye doctor or retina specialist with any problems. So I generally recommend for my patients to check the Amsler grid on a weekly basis if they have macular degeneration. Though actually it does not hurt for anyone to check the Amsler grid with this frequency since it is an entirely non-invasive test. And the Amsler grid can be downloaded on the Maryland Retina website at marylandretina.com. And again, at Maryland Retina, located conveniently in Eldersburg, we focus on providing compassionate, patient-centered care for macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, retinal detachment, and a host of other retinal conditions. And we can be reached at 410-549-1100 and via the web at marylandretina.com.
Dr. Syed, a follow-up question for you. How long has the Amsler grid been around?
It's really been around just basically for a very long period of time, just since it is such a simple thing. It's just a, you know, optical tool to check for any very early distortions in the vision, because often even just with your routine daily activities, you may not notice very, very early signs of the start of vision loss.
Now, you're mentioning that it's entirely non-invasive, and that's certainly a good thing. If someone's never worked with the Amsler grid before, is it easy to pretty much figure out, or are there any challenges that people might encounter?
Yeah, that's the good thing, is we have the Amsler grid, which is on our website. It actually just has the little square grids, and then there's instructions on the bottom of the grid telling you sort of where to fixate on the grid to try to get an overall picture of it. And, you know, of course, reminding you to cover each of your eyes so that you're checking each eye one eye at a time.
There you go, helping you to check for blurring or distortion in your vision. They call it the Amsler grid. And Dr. Syed, once again, good information this morning, because we all certainly will encounter at one point or another, if we haven't already done so, some challenges with our eyes. And once again, if you've just joined us, you can hear Dr. Syed's entire piece of information regarding this way of checking your eyesight at WTTR.com's on-demand page. We'll have his entire commentary posted up there a little bit after 9 o'clock this morning. And once again, if you'd like to get questions about eye care, anything to do with retina-based services or anything related, then call him at 410-549-1100. Check him out at the web, marylandretina.com, or stop in, of course, at the Exchange Office Building there in Eldersburg on Liberty Road. Dr. Syed, as always, it's a pleasure, sir, to have you on with us this morning.
Oh, thank you very much, Bob.
Okay, we hope that you and yours have a great rest of the week and enjoy this nice spring weekend we're about to have coming our way.
Oh, sounds great. Same to you, Bob.
Okay, you're certainly welcome. Dr. Sadiq Syed from the Maryland Retina folks at Eldersburg. It's 8:43 on AM 1470 WTTR.